Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity boys basketball game. This game was supposed to be played Saturday night. Couldn't happen. Mother Nature wouldn't let it happen. They delayed the game. It's going to happen tonight, Tuesday, right here at Tipton High School. Again, we thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity boys basketball game. We are at Tipton High School. Tonight's game features the Bethesda Christian Patriots and the Tipton Blue Devils. And thank you for listening to PuttingInSports.com. They're shooting around right now. Both teams are still working from their lines. They're taking some shots one another, beating each other the basketball. 14-15 left on the pregame, right here at Tipton. We're going to talk a little bit about each school. We'll let everybody know a little bit about first the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Bethesda Christian. They are the Patriots. They were founded, their school founded in 1965. We'll mention they have a school enrollment of 385. Their gym capacity, 1,200 spectators. I say that because Bethesda Christian is going to host their sectional. They're class 1A, sectional 58. We'll mention in their sectional is Bethesda Christian. They're currently 7 wins, 0 losses on the season. Traders Point Christian, they're 4-7. Indiana Math and Science, they are 8-6. Indiana Deaf School, they're 5-4. Indianapolis Metropolitan, they are 1-6. Indianapolis Riverside, they're 2-2. And Indianapolis International, 2-7. The head of schools at Bethesda Christian is Ross Campbell. The athletic director is Andy Ferguson. We mentioned Bethesda Christian High School is located at 7858 North Kelsey Road, 650 East. That's in Brownsburg, Indiana, 46112. You can reach them by telephone, 317-858-2820. On the web, you can find them at BethesdaSchools.org. That's B-E-T-H-E-S. D as in dog, A, BethesdaSchools.org. They wear the colors red and white. They perform in the Pioneer Conference. Pioneer Conference has 10 members. They have a North and a South. At the top of the North, presently, it is University High School. They're 2-0, 6-5 overall. Followed up by Liberty Christian. They're 1-1, 8-4 overall. Seton Catholic. Yep, Seton Catholic. That's in Richmond, Indiana. They're 1-1, 10-5 overall. Muncie Burris. They've not yet played a North Division matchup yet. They are overall 0-4. And grinding out the North Division there, Anderson Prep. Anderson Prep, 0-2. They're 0-9 on the season. Now, in the South Division, at the top, it's Bethesda Christian. Bethesda Christian, 2-0 in the South Division. They're 7-0 overall. Park Tudor, they're 1-0. They are 3-3 overall. Indianapolis International in third place, they're 1-1. And they are 2-7 overall. Fourth position, that's Indianapolis Shortridge. They're 1-1. They're 2-8 overall. And I'm winding up the South Division. That's Greenwood Christian. They're 0-3. They are 6-7 overall. We'll let you know, we'll remind you, but there's the Christian. Currently 7 wins, 0 losses. They're 2-0 in the Pioneer Conference. Average output, this is an average of 5 games. I should say this is a 7-game average for this. We do have stats. We are thankful. We'll have 5-game stats for Bethesda Christian. Anyway, Bethesda Christian, per game average offensively, they output 64 points. They got 89 last night. We'll talk about that in a moment. They give up defensively 44.9. We'll mention the head coach. Is John Grubums. John Grubums, I should have asked you for pronunciation. I hope I'm close right there. He was most instrumental, very kind, to put me in sports when they arrived here just a bit ago. Well, maybe he's working in his second season. believe he's 28-8 on the season. That's at Bethesda. We'll mention their next game on the agenda. It's going to happen this Friday, January 14th. Crawfordsville Athenians. Crawfordsville will make their way to Bethesda Christian. That'll happen Friday the 14th. It'll be a 6 for the JV contest, 6 o'clock, 7:30 for the varsity. We'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils, the home team on the scoreboard tonight. Their gym capacity right here, 3,050. I say that because Tipton is also going to host the 2A Sectional 39. Sectional 39 will happen right here this season. You're not too far in the distant future. And we'll also mention Tipton Blue Devils have a school enrollment of 505. There are 6 in their sectional. Their sectional consists of Madison Grant. They're 7-4. Tipton, currently 8-3. Taylor, 5-5. Sheridan Blackhawks are 2-10. Eastbrook Panthers are 7-3. And the Blackford Brewers are 2-6. The principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernone. He was very helpful for putting me in sports tonight. I thank him for his work in the office. We'll mention the athletic trainer is Burke Emmerts. We'll let you know Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by telephone, 765-675-7431. 8:10 left in pregame. Bethesda Christian has gone on into their locker room to have a chalk talk. Blue Devils still out shooting some baskets. We'll mention on the web, you can find Tipton at TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, at Tipton, B as in basketball, Devils. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are also 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East and a West division. In the East division, right now it stacks up like this. Western Panthers are 3-0 in the East. They need one more win. They'll win it outright. They're 10-2 overall. Hamilton Heights, they're 2-1. They're 4-5 overall. Tipton Blue Devils are currently 1-1 in the East. They are 8-3 overall. Lewis Cass Kings, they're 0-2 in the East. They're 4-5 overall. Followed up by Northwestern, they're 0-2. They are 3-6 overall. In the West Division, it stacks up like this. Twin Lakes, they are at the top. They're 2-0. They're 7-5 overall. Followed up by Central Catholic. Central Catholic, 1-0. They got their first win, played the first game. They went against Rensselaer here over the weekend. We'll mention they are 7-4 overall. Benton Central, the Bison are 1-1 in the West. They are 7-5 overall. West Lafayette Red Devils are 0-1 in the West. They're 2-8 overall. Winding up the West Division, it's the Rensselaer Bombers. They're 0-2. There are 3-6 overall. That's pretty good output right there. Bethesda Christian, Tipton Blue Devils. We'll talk a little bit about the strength of schedule. 1A school going against a 2A school tonight. 385 enrollment going against 505. It's always 5-on-5 on the basketball court. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils and the Bethesda Christian Patriots. Strength of schedule. Tipton currently 8-3, but there's a Christian, 7 wins, no losses. In the 4A category, 4A schools, Tipton will only play one. That's coming up on the 22nd. Tipton will travel to the Kokomo Wildcats. We'll mention 4A schools, but there's a Christian, does not play a 4A school. We'll talk about 3A, class 3A. Tipton has 8 3A opponents. Their 3 losses have come to 3A schools. They've got 5 yet to play. We're making class 3A for Bethesda. They even have 4 on their schedule. We'll mention just recently, Crystal House Manual. Bethesda Christian got the win versus Crystal House Manual, 52-42. They played one 3A opponent thus far. mentioned this Friday night, they'll play Crawfordsville. Crawfordsville, a 3A school. They'll play them at home at Bethesda. They'll have two more after that. It'll be Indianapolis Shortridge and Speedway. In the 2A school category, Tipton Blue Devils play 6 this season. 2A category, Bethesda Christian will play 4. And we'll mention in the 1A category, 1A schools, Tipton will play 4, Bethesda Christian will play 11. We'll talk a little bit about Friday, the 7th, 22nd. We'll mention Faith Christian Eagles and Bethesda Christian got together. Bethesda Christian captured the win, 71-60. And we'll talk about last night in the Pioneer Conference. Bethesda Christian had a home game. They went against Indianapolis International. They are the Griffins. My wife helped me with that pronunciation. It's spelled a little bit different. Indianapolis International and Bethesda went at it last night. Bethesda Christian got the win. They scored 89 points last night. They defeated Indianapolis International. They scored 51. We mentioned there is only one game on the agenda tonight in the Hoosier Conference. I also believe in the Bethesda. In the Pioneer Conference, that's going to happen. This is a rescheduled game. As you know, it was supposed to happen Saturday night, the 8th. It's going to happen tonight, Tuesday, the 11th. There was pretty inclement weather. It was slick. I fell down, believe it or not. I did. On asphalt, it was slick. Pretty good idea to postpone Saturday night's game to tonight. That was a good idea. We'll mention a little bit about Bethesda Christian. Bethesda Christian, I do have that written down. It's John Grubaum's. Says here he's 25-8. I'll bet you as bottom dollar he'll be to 28 wins and then some this season. We'll talk about last year. Bethesda Christian, they won the sectional. They finished last year 18 wins, 8 losses. That was a year ago. That was Class 1A, Sectional 58. And as they went on to the regional Class 1A out of Sectional 58, they played Southwestern. They played the Spartans. They fell to the Spartans by 7, 57-50. That was in the regional a year ago. A lot of those boys still on the team. We'll talk about a little bit about Bethesda. We got 2:20 clock rolling down left in the pregame. Bethesda Christian. Well, they did play Friday night. They played the fall game Bethesda Christian hosted. That was against Faith Christian. They were supposed to play Saturday. That's going to be tonight, the 11th. They're here with Tipton. And I will mention the first 4 out of the 5 games starting 2022, Bethesda Christian at home games. That makes it fun. We'll mention Monday night last night. They did play. Got Indianapolis International. Got the victory. Did Bethesda. They'll have Crawfordsville this Friday. And then next week, on Tuesday the 18th, they will be home with Indianapolis Metropolitan. Tipton Blue Devils schedule. Upcoming, we'll mention a little bit about this. December 28th, 29th. They went to Monrovia Holiday. Monrovia Holiday Classic happened just about a few days after Christmas. They went there. There was an 8-team tournament on the 28th. The Blue Devils played at 1:30. They defeated Milan 76-39. They played again at 7:30. They went against 3A Danville. It was a good ball game, 80-74. Danville got the win. Blue Devils turned around the next day. They came back for one game at 6 o'clock. They defeated the Southwestern Spartans 61-47. The Blue Devils did finish third out of 8 teams in the tournament. That was very well run at Monrovia High School. Very much so. Nick Perica, the athletic director, did a tremendous job. They finished up like this. They had a 3 p.m. contest on the 29th. That was Mitchell and Midland. They were going for 7th place. Mitchell got the win. It took 1 overtime. 4:30 contest, Greenwood Christian got the win over Monrovia. Greenwood Christian finished in 5th place. Tipton Blue Devils at 6 p.m., they got the win over Southwestern. They ended up in 3rd place. The final game was a good one. Tri-West and Danville, I did stick around, watch that game. Tri-West got the win, 58-45. That's how that tournament ended up. going to buzz out right now. We're getting ready for the national anthem. Getting ready for the varsity contest. They put 8 minutes on the scoreboard. We're going to stand right now at attention. We're going to honor the American flag because most of us are Americans. We'll set this down. Absolutely. Tipton band playing tonight sounded marvelous. And yes, when that anthem's playing, everybody in the gym on the same page. So we're going to start with the starting lineup. We're first we'll mention the Bethesda Christian Patriots. They'll start like this. Wearing number 0, he's a 6'1" sophomore, that's Isaac Milligan. Wearing number 3, 6'1" sophomore, Sam Milligan. Yes, they are twins. Coach tells me for sure. We'll mention number 11, 6'1" junior, that's Luke Stuckey. And number 22, he's 6'2", a junior, Jamison Chapman. Wearing number 24, ending up in the lineup for the Bethesda Christian Patriots, 6'4" and senior, DeMonte Ferguson. And his coach is Jonathan Grubaum. We'll mention for the Tipton Blue Devils, they'll start like this. Number 3, Grady Carpenter. He's a 6'4" freshman. Number 11, that's Nolan Swan. He's a 6-foot sophomore. Number 21, Nate Powell. Nate Powell is a 6'4" senior. Number 22, Jackson Money. Jackson Money, a 5'11" sophomore. And number 33, that's Sam Ridgway. Sam Ridgway, 6'8" tall. He's a senior. The Blue Devils are coached by Cliff Hawkins. They're talking about the starting lineup right now. Public address. Say what? Public address right here at Tipton. He's got the most pleasant voice to hear talking about a basketball game. He sounds marvelous. So they're getting ready to have a ball game right here. We'll mention a little bit about the Tipton Tribune. Tipton Tribune, that's Michelle Garman. Michelle Garman, she works there feverishly. You can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook and on Twitter. Twitter is at Michelle, that's @Michelle_Garman, for updates on area games and matches. They're going to step it up right now. It's going to be Sam Ridgway for the Blue Devils. Stepping it up for the Patriots. It's DeMonte Ferguson. Here's the toss. It's not too bad. Kicked to the front court. Picked up there by Nate Powell. He'll take it back to Noel Swan. Outside the arc. First shot. 3-point shot. Good. Right elbow extended. That's Grady Carpenter. 3-0 contest. It's just begun. We're at Tipton High School. Tuesday night, play on a weeknight, that's always fun when you're a varsity player. You're used to the weekend. On the dribble. Ragside keeping the dribble alive right here. 22, Jamison Chapman. He'll toss it back out top. They'll reset the offense with number 3, Sam Milligan. work at right side, he'll drive in. Elbow right side, that's 24, Demonte Ferguson. Ferguson gets the ball back. He'll dribble elbow, his pin move. He'll take a shot, and they call him for a traveling violation. Traveling violation, that was a, looked like a good spin. But the official makes the final call. Blue Devils bring in from the backcourt. Number three, Grady Parker, across the timeline at a walk pace. He'll pick up the pace now in the front court. He'll work at right side to Jackson Hunnit. Trying to get it down to Nick Powell. Skipped away and stolen. Ball ends up in the hands of 22, Jamison Chapman. He's out top now being guarded by Nate Powell. He'll work at right side behind the arc. He'll try to go baseline. Try to. Sam Ridgway providing the defense. Trying to block him on that baseline. Going to pick up the baseline foul. First foul of the ball game. Going to be Sam Ridgway. Blue Devils with one foul. Going to go baseline. Left of the bucket. Going to be brought in by Bethesda Christian. Going to bring it in right there. Jamison Chapman. He'll toss it in behind the arc. He'll work it right there. It is Demonte Ferguson. He wears number 24. He'll hand off right there. They'll go back to the corner. He'll try baseline inside the arc. He'll go in front of the arc. He'll dish it off. That was number three, Sam Milligan. Milligan gets the ball back. Keep the ball out of the outside of the key. They'll work it out left side. He'll drive the lane. Driving the lane right there. 2-point bucket. Jamison Chapman. Chapman averages 11.4 per ball game. I'm giving you 5-game stats. Bethesda has played 7. Ball's in the front court. Blue Devils. Noah Swan in the paint. You kick it to the corner. Grady Carpenter for another one. He got it. He's 2-for-2 with 3-point land. We're going to stop play here momentarily. Must be boys being boys out on the floor. One of the officials stops the play a little bit. Talks to them. Keeping their tempers in temperament. We're in the first quarter. 6:14 on the game clock. Ball in the front court belongs to Bethesda Christian. They go left side, back behind the arc, top of the key. 22, Jamison Chapman. He'll work a right side behind the arc and work around the perimeter. Touches the hands of Isaac Milligan. Back around the perimeter, go left side in front of the Blue Devil bench. Out top, going to be a high pass, tipped away, but controlled there by 24, Demonte Ferguson. He'll dish off point guard. That's Sam Milligan. He'll go the lane and go left side. He'll put it off the glass, get in. 2-point bucket for Sam Milligan. 5:40 left. It's a 6-4 contest. Blue Devils in front. On the dribble, Nolan Swan. He'll go hard in the hoop. Ball gets tipped, goes out of bounds. That's picked up right there by Corey Fernand. Corey Fernand, quite familiar with the basketball. To what that guy, he could play. He probably still can. They're going to bring the ball in the left of the bucket. Going to go cross it out deep behind the arc to Jackson Money. He'll work it right side in front of the Bethesda bench. They'll get to Nolan. They'll work it down inside of Nate Powell. He'll kick it back out. Nolan's going to drive in the paint. Couldn't get the shot. Looked like some friction there. No call. They'll go back the other direction. They'll pass it up off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket. He'll shoot twice. That's Bethesda Christian. Going to go through the foul stripe. That shot taken right there by number 0, Isaac Milligan. Nate Powell going to pick up his first foul in tonight's contest. He's got 1. Blue Devils have 2. Bethesda yet to commit a foul. First shot good. That's number 0, Isaac Milligan. He's working on that free throw percentage. He's doing well, doing the work. He'll get a bounce pass from the official. He'll eye it, fly it. He'll get both of them. Ties the ball game at 6, 5:15 left. We're in the first quarter. Now passing the backcourt. Got a press right there. Breaking the press at the pass to Carpenter. They'll go to the corner. Jackson Money. Jackson Money is money from the right corner baseline. 3-point shot good. It's 9-6. Blue Devils in front. They'll go to the opposite corner baseline. 3 window. Shot taken there by Luke Stuckey. Back to the front court. Rebound secured by Tipton. They'll go with elbow right side. Shot going to go for Jackson Money. 2-point land. Rebound Bethesda. They'll go to the front court. Shot again. Same player. Got this one. That's number 11, Luke Stuckey. He's 1-for-2 for 3-point land in this early part of the ballgame. We're going to walk it across the timeline here, pick up the pace there. That's Grady Carpenter. He goes free throw line and kick it back out behind the arc. Shot taken by Jackson Money. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound secured right there. Secured by Milligan. That's Sam Milligan. They're going to call foul. And we'll see what the foul call is going to be. Looks like all three officials were prepared to call this foul. The middle one called the foul. Foul's going to be whistled on Jackson Money. Trying to draw the charge. We're going to have a sub in the ballgame. That's going to be number 23, Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll tells me he'd like to play receiver. Play defensive back. He's looking for a football way to go. And I believe he could do very well for someone. So they're working back the other direction. Ball's in the front court. Out top with the basketball. He'll dribble right side. Kick it outside. Milligan on the dribble. Free throw line. Kicks it back out behind the arc. But gives the ball up. Driving in. That's Milligan. That was Isaac Milligan. He gets the ball tipped. I believe it was blocked by Sam Ridgway. You see that block shot. Going to give the ball back to the shooting team. This one went out of bounds. Going to give it back to Bethesda on the baseline. Underneath their own bucket. Rest of the baseline. Going to be brought in by Bethesda Christian. Could be brought in there by Sam Milligan. Could get the ball in. He's working around to Ferguson. That's DeMonte. Could get a steal. Nate Powell going to go the distance. He'll go layup off the glass. Right side. He had a defender right behind him. Safer way to go. The 11-9 contest. Blue Devils by two. They're working behind the arc. Dribble it out top. That's Milligan. That was Sam Milligan. They'll work it by a pass through the corner. And no look pass behind the back. From Ferguson, going to catch the body of Grady Carpenter and go out of bounds. Ferguson gets bailed out right there with Carpenter knocking the ball out of bounds. So they'll bring it in left of the bucket. They'll bring it in from the baseline. Could be brought in right there by Jamison Chapman. They'll move around the perimeter, work at left side Milligan. That's Isaac Milligan. He'll dish it off 22. That's Jamison Chapman. Back to the corner. 3-point shot. Good. Same place, same location. Same result as last time. Luke Sucky, he's now 2-for-3 from the right corner baseline. 3-point land. 12-11. Bethesda goes up by one. They'll work it back around. Baseline, bring it back out. Noah Swan. Cross-court pass can be taken. Can be stolen right there by Milligan. That was Sam Milligan. Just extended to his brother. Couldn't get his first shot. Got his own rebound. Ball's loose. Picked up by Nate Powell. Isaac Milligan couldn't find the bucket in that possession. Working it back out top. So reach out the offense. Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble right side. The dribble outside the paint. You kick it back out. They'll move it to the corner. Grady Carpenter for three. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound Ferguson. DeMonte Ferguson dishes it off in the front court. They get the ball back. He's going to take a mini step prior to getting that ball on the floor. He got a quick pass right back to him. Not quite sure he was ready for the pass. Not really his fault. Not really no one's fault. But he got a quick pass and wasn't ready to dribble. Give the ball back to the Blue Devils. 12-11 contest. Bethesda Christian in front by one. Across the timeline is Nolan Swan on the dribble. He'll work at left side. Catching the hands of Aiden Toll. Connor Hassong back. He's in the ball game. They'll go to the corner. 3-point shot. Rims off short. For Noah Swan, rebound out of there, Bethesda. Credit the board to Sam Milligan. He'll go all the way. He'll go coast to coast. They'll get in the pass. In the lane, he'll go off the glass. Layup, 2 points good. 14-11. Blue Devils in the front court, trailing by three. Cross court pass, Connor Hassong to the corner. Aiden Toll. He'll dribble in inside the arc. Kick it back out, Noah Swan. Swan on the dribble. He'll pierce a double team. They go straight to the hoop off the glass. 2-point bucket for Nolan Swan. 14-13. Bethesda by one. Going to be a timeout. First timeout is going to be a 60-second timeout. Called by Bethesda Christian. Waiting at the score bench right here with Jackson Money. He'll be in the game when we come back. We'll mention this game is in parts. Being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, they have CarQuest Auto Parts. They're at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by telephone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero, Indiana. First buzzer sounds, 45-second buzzer, 60-second timeout. maybe told him to clean his shoes off with that sticky mat right over there by Coach Cody Smith. He's getting ready to inbound the basketball. 1:39 left here in the first quarter. It's 14-13. Bethesda by one. They inbound the basketball. It's brought in by 11, Luke Sutton. Crossing the timeline right there, number three, that's Sam Milligan. They're working left side. Entering the ball game during that break is Carter Thornton. He bears number two. Carter Thornton is a 5'11 senior. Playing catch in the backcourt, looking for maybe a good shot right here. Maybe the last shot of the quarter. We've seen that type of basketball. It does happen. I'm not sure if it's going to happen right here, but they're playing basketball in the front court for Bethesda. Trying for the steal, Lone Swan. He picked his pocket. Might have got away with a brush there. He gets the steal, no whistle. They'll take it to the front court in the paint off the glass. Jackson Money for two. Blue Devils up by one. Playing seesaw on the scoreboard. 51 seconds left. To the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Chapman wouldn't go. Rebound out there, Nate Powell. He'll take the dribble across the timeline. He'll pass it to the front court, Aiden Powell. They get a baseline to Jackson Money. Jackson Money looking at a happy foot right there. You get called for a traveling violation. He wasn't quite sure, but sometimes you're not sure until you see the game film. Ball's going to be brought up from the backcourt. Left of the bucket, going to go 84 feet, but then they're going to be brought in by Carter Thornton. Cross the timeline on the dribble, 22, Jamison Chapman. He's working against Aiden Toll. They'll work it out left elbow. That's Ferguson, Demonte Ferguson. He'll dish it in on a bounce pass. In the paint, turnaround jumper, got it. 2-point dunk. Bucket right there for 22, Jamison Chapman. 20 seconds left. First quarter, Blue Devils in the front court. Aiden Toll going to hold the basketball. Coming out for him is Ferguson. Keeping the dribble alive, left side to pass to Grady Carpenter. Right side behind the arc. That's Aiden Toll. Cross court pass to Jackson Money. He'll dribble it back out top. He's being guarded right there by Thornton. They're working down low. Nate Powell couldn't get the shot off. Couldn't get it off before the buzzer. I don't think it mattered. So at the end of 1:16:15, Bethesda by one first quarter has completed. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Fair. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. That's Lisa Stokes Fair. She's a real estate agent. She is a real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Fair, Century 21, Sheets Company. She serves Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Fair, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. They're ready to play basketball. Some big ball in from half court. And in down the basketball. But as a Christian, it'll be number zero, Isaac Milligan. He's going to toss an answer right in the backcourt. Receiving the basketball, Carter Thornton wears number two. He's out top being guarded by Nolan Swan. Way out top, four feet, maybe 6 feet behind the arc. He'll work at the left side to Milligan. That's Isaac. He'll bring it back out to Chapman. Jameson Chapman dishes off. Left elbow extended. That was number 11 for Stuckey. They're moving it around the perimeter. They'll dribble in. They'll dribble back out back to him. That's Carter Thornton. Works it to the right side. They'll bring it back out top with Luke Stuckey. They're working left side. Thought about a shot from the corner. Wasn't open. Defense converges right away. Blue Devils playing good D in this front court. Working the basketball. Out top on the dribble. That's number two, Carter Thornton. Right side, it's like an elbow shot, right side, rimmed around, wouldn't go, rebound, Aiden Toll, that shot taken by Luke Stuckey, back the other direction, 16-15, Bethesda, working in the paint, shot when you go for Nate Powell, he'll get his own rebound, he'll go back up, he'll get fouled in the act of shooting, he'll shoot twice. So Nate Powell going to get a chance to increase that percentage at the foul stripe. Right here is number 50. He's been there. This is his 50th foul shot on the season. First shot up. Good. 7:06 left. Ball game tied at 16. Nate Powell going to get one more. He'll fly it. Going to rim around, fall in. Catches the front of the rim, has some good English, fell right in. 17-16. Blue Devils by one. 7 minutes left. Clock moving. Will be a double team right there in front of the scores bench. Trying to pierce the double team and did. Foul committed by Tipton. Piercing that double team was number two, Carter Thornton. Foul's going to be with him on Jackson Money. He picks up his second early here in the second quarter. So we're going to have a sub back in the ball game. Number three, Sam Milligan, going to check back in for number two, Carter Thornton. Carter Thornton gave some pretty good minutes right there. He'll take a breather. Out top of the basketball, number three, Sam Milligan. They're working left side. And Jamison Chapman, he'll dish it inside or go inside out. They'll move the ball around the perimeter. That ball moving quickly. Out top of the basketball. Bounce pass out behind the arc. They're working to number three, Sam Milligan. He'll backpedal dribble. He'll point out some directions. They'll go right side. Elbow, left side, extended to Jamison. Try to get it inside. Susegi is tipped away. Blue Devils pick it up. Blue Devils baseline. It's Grady Carpenter. Passes it down low to Nate Powell. The ball was low. Hard handle. Hard to handle right here. Goes back the other direction. After the steal in the front court. And Bethesda picks up a two-point bucket. Number three, Sam Milligan. Traveling violation in the front court. They're going to whistle that. On number two, Maverick Conaway in the ballgame. Couldn't nail that jump stop. Left side there in front of the fans opposite of the scores bench in the front court. It's an 18-17 ballgame. Bethesda by one. Across the sideline, standing in the center circle. Stationary dribble, Sam Milligan. He'll pass it right side, deep in the front court, and Jamison. I think that, yes, that is Jamison Chapman. Out top with the basketball, he'll work it through the legs right there, just dribbling exhibition. Working against him is Grady Carpenter. He's working against number three, Sam Milligan. In the front court, picks up the dribble, out top, he'll drive the lane, that's Jamison Chapman. He went left side off the glass a bit hard, but he got fouled, he'll shoot twice. Conversation going to pull Luke Stuckey over to the coaches. I'll have a little conversation during these two shots, at least the first one. Jamison Chapman, first shot, rims around, wouldn't go. 18-17, Bethesda by one. Jamison Chapman working on that free throw percentage. He shot 40 shots at the line through 5 games. First, second shot, wouldn't go either. Rebound, Aiden Toll. In the front court, Grady Carpenter, left side of the lane, looking to the corner. Carpenter working her back around inside the paint. Turnaround jumper good for Nate Powell. Nate Powell for two. She saw on the scoreboard, Blue Devils go up by one, 19-18. In the front court with the basketball, the dribbler is Milligan. That's Sam Milligan. He'll bounce it in to Ferguson in the paint. Turnaround jumper, and the two wouldn't take the jumper. They take it back out. Thought about it. Dish it off, number 11, Luke Stuckey. They'll work the offense again out near the scores bench. That's Sam Milligan. They'll work it to the corner, Jamison Chapman. They'll work it back around. Out top, he'll dribble in, take a floater, got it just inside the paint, about a 14-footer good for Sam Milligan. They'll work it to the front court. Skip pass right there, left side to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble, he'll work it inside, try to get it into Nate Powell, a chest pass. Reaching in there, keep tipping the ball away, coming up to the steal is Jamison Chapman. 20-19, but there's a Christian by one. They're working the left side behind the arc. They're working into Chapman just outside the paint, down low. They'll bounce it back out to Ferguson. They'll go left side behind the arc. Chapman right there being guarded by Aiden Toll. They're working the left side, now out top, to move the ball around the perimeter, right side to Ferguson. Demonte Ferguson, that got the steal. There was Nate Powell trying to work right there by and they'll dish it off. They'll go inside. 2-point bucket off the glass, Sam Milligan. The 3-point lead for Bethesda. They pass their longest lead of the contest. In the front court, ball gets kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Bethesda. They're going to bring it in from the side court. Grady Carpenter going to bring it in. Looking for a Blue Devil for the entry pass. Side court, front court. Brings it in, bounce pass into Nolan Swan. He's out near the center circle. Working against him right there, number 11, Luke Stuckey. They'll work a bounce pass right side to Toll. Around the perimeter against him. Crady, he'll drive inside and kick it back out. Shot on the way. Got it. 3-point shot good for number 2, Maverick Conaway. Conaway already above his per-game average. 22-22. 3:32 left here in the second quarter. So we're going to right side behind the arc to Jamison Chapman. He's guarded closely right there by Aiden Toll. Picking up the screen from Ferguson. They'll go to the corner with it. 3-point shot good. That's the third 3-point shot that I remember, number 11, Luke Stuckey. The 25-22 contest. Bethesda Christian in front. They're working the dribble. Working the paint. Kick it outside to the corner. Matthew Conaway. Other side of the gym floor, he got another one. 3 points for Maverick, 25-25. Just under 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. On the dribble, right side, he'll square it up now. Pick up his dribble, that's Sam Milligan. He'll take it off and get a new dribble from his brother, Isaac Milligan. So Sam Milligan on the dribble, he'll work it left side behind the arc. Jamison goes drive the lane, he's getting back out. 3-point shot, opposite corner baseline. Again, that's Luke Stuckey. Stuckey with, I believe, 4-for-5 shooting from three-point land in this first half. 2:29 on the game clock. Out by the scorer's bench right there, stationary dribble is Noah Swan. Stuckey trying to guard him. Screen provided by Nate Powell. Noah Swan will drive in off the glass. He'll get the bucket. He'll pick up a 2 with a good screen from, good pick from Powell. 28-27. Bethesda by 1. 2:18 left. And we are in the second quarter, nearing halftime. We'll mention Blue Devil Boilermaker. He's bringing this game to you. Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades 10-12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2021-22 Tipton Blue Devils. They're going to inbound the basketball. They're going to be brought up from backcourt. Bethesda Christian brought in right there, Sam Milligan. Cross the timeline at a dribble pace. Number 22, Jamison Chapman. They're working to Milligan. That's Sam Milligan. Back to Chapman behind the arc being guarded by Aiden Toll. He'll backpedal. He'll go left off the glass. Wouldn't go. He went baseline. Ball goes out of bounds. Just last touch by the Blue Devils. Going to give them a second opportunity in the front court. Bethesda Christian going to bring it in. Ride the bucket on the baseline. Brought in by Chapman. Gets off it out behind the three-point line to Ferguson. Ferguson, he'll spin dribble. They're going to paint. You pick that ball up. Going to call a traveling violation. 3 referees on the court. He blew the whistle. He checked with the other one. He got the nod. He called the traveling violation. 28-27. 1-point leader, Bethesda Christian. 1:47 on the game clock. Blue Devils in the front court. Outside the arc. 3-point shot good. Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll shooting a good percentage from 3-point land. He's above 44%. That was his 28th shot from 3-point land. He's nailed 13 of them. They're working in the front court. Moving the basketball. Working right side spin. Dribble. Jamison Chapman in the paint. Got to get out of there. Reaching in. Peeling the basketball away. With Grady Carpenter coming up with it. Aiden Toll. He gets an Ola Swan in the front court. They'll go to the corner. Block shot. 3-point shot opportunity. He took it. Maverick Conaway. He got his shot deflected. Good defense by Bethesda. Bethesda comes up with the basketball. They are in the front court now. 1 minute left. Second quarter. Right side of the basketball. Jamison Chapman. Picked up there by Aiden Toll to bring the ball back out of the dish off to Sam Milligan. Milligan out top. He'll work it left side on the dribble. Elbow left side. Picked up the dribble. He'll get it back as the ball is knocked away by Aiden Toll. 40 seconds left. 30-28. Tipton by 2. On the dribble, left side, Sam Milligan. He'll hand off to Jamison Chapman. Chapman out there, 28 seconds left. Ball's in the front court. Bethesda Christian looking for that last shot of the first half. 30-28, two-point leader, Tipton, out top of the basketball, doing the weave, going to be a bump foul. Bump foul going to be whistled on number three, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter, not quite sure. But yep, it's going to be a foul. Grady picks up number one. Team foul for Tipton, number six. Bethesda, one thus far in the first half, just one foul. 16.6 left. Can be brought in. Brought in right here by Stucky. He'll go high with it. It'll be picked up out of the air by Jamison Chapman. 12 seconds left. In the front quarter, deep. Chapman going to be tipped away. Good hands there by Nolan Swan. Tips it out of bounds. Nolan wanted the basketball. The referee says no. In front of the Tipton Blue Devils, they'll bring the ball in. It's going to be brought in by Sam Milligan. He's guarded right here. 3 versus 3. As Grady Carpenter guard him on the inbound. They get the ball in. Jamison. 6 seconds. They'll go baseline. Kick it back out along the double team for Tipton. 3-point shot near the buzzer off the mark and go. That was Sam Milligan. He took a right elbow extended three and wouldn't that go? And we'll go to halftime. 30-28, a 2-point lead for the Blue Devils. And we thank you for listening. And we'll mention PutMeInSports.com beginning in 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils boys. Tipton Blue Devils girls will be at Hamilton Heights this Saturday. That'll be the 15th. At 1:30 p.m., the varsity game will start pretty much around 1:30. Put Me In Sports will be there to cover the ball game if you choose to listen. And we'll mention baseball each spring at Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We're going to talk a little bit about the pairings, I should say the rankings this week. Class 1A rankings. This is Associated Press as of January 4th. At the top, number one is North Davies. They're 12-1. Number two is Edinburgh. They're 11-0. Number three is Bloomfield. They're 11-1. Number four is Lagodi. They're 11-3. Number five is Gary, 21st Century, at 7-2. Number six is Bar Reeb. They are 7-6. Number seven is Indianapolis Lutheran, 8-1. They also claimed all the marbles in football at 1A. We'll mention number eight is Triton, 6-2. Number nine is Jack Sindel. They're 7-2. Number 10 is Orleans. No, that's not the band. That's the high school here in Indiana. They're 9-2. There are two teams tied at number 11. They are Indianapolis Tinley at 6-3. And Argus at 8-1. At number 13 is Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They're 7-4. Number 14 is Evansville Christian. They're 7-5. And at number 15 is Tremont at 6-2. We'll mention the Class 2A rankings, Associated Press, as of January 4th. At the top, number 1 is Central Noble. They're 11-0. Number 2 is Fort Wayne Blackhawk. They're 11-0. Number 3 is Linton Stockton, 12-1. Number 4 is Carroll. That's in Florida, Indiana. They're the Cougars. I should say the Chargers. And they're 9-0. We'll mention 5. Number 5 is Monroe Central. They're 10-0. Number 6 is Eastside. Eastside also had a tremendous football season. They are 11-0 in basketball thus far. Number 7, Eastern Hancock. They're 7-2. Number 8 is Southmont. Southmont, 8-1 on the season. Number 9 is Clinton Prairie. Clinton Prairie, 12-1 on the season. Number 10 is South Spencer. South Spencer, 7-2. Number 11 is Lake Station. They're 9-0. Number 12 is Covenant Christian. 7-3, I do remember, Covenant Christian, Bethesda Christian, Tipton. There was another team a couple, 3 years ago. We were at Covenant Christian for a tournament. right around Christmas time, it was well ran. But we'll mention number 13 is Park Heritage. They're 6-5. Number 14 is Westview. They're 4-4. Number 15 is Northeastern. They are 7-3. Number 16 is Eastern. That's out of Pekin, Indiana. They are 11-1. And at number 17 is Park Tudor. They're 3-3. Park Tudor, playing basketball here recently, they had to postpone their previous two ball games. So they're probably ready to get back out on the basketball floor. We'll mention some final scores. This is from last Friday. We missed Saturday, so we'll say Friday. Here's how they stacked up in the Pioneer Conference. They had 5 games on Friday, the 7th. Bethesda Christian defeated Faith Christian 71-60. Greenwood Christian defeated Speedway 62-42. The Frankton Eagles defeated Anderson Prep decisively. We'll mention Liberty Christian defeated Alexandria 55-49. Indianapolis Metropolitan was going to play Park Tudor. That game was postponed. We'll mention in the talk about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference, I neglected. I didn't get a chance to mention. My mother-in-law celebrated her birthday on Saturday. That was the 8th. Same day Elvis Presley was born on, my mother-in-law celebrating her birthday, and Elvis Presley would have been. Last concert Elvis Presley performed was at Market Square Arena. Market Square Arena, that was his final show. That was on June 26th. That happens to be my dad's birthday, and that was in 1977. There was at the middle school, Hamilton Heights, athletic director at the middle school, Dan Smith, also known as Smitty. He was at that concert in 1977. He tells me that. He told me that Saturday. So we'll mention Saturday, game day it would have been. That's what it was. 7 games for Saturday. It was scheduled for the 8th. They were like this. 7:30 contest couldn't happen. That was Bethesda right here at Tipton. It was postponed. It's happening presently. We're at halftime. Bethesda Christian up by 2, 30-28. We got about 4 minutes left in the intermission. We're making Clinton Prairie got the win over Northwestern, 44-33. Covington got the win over West Lafayette, 45-35. Kankakee Valley and Benton Central also postponed. Central Catholic, an 8 o'clock start at Rensselaer. Central Catholic got the win, 59-50. 7:45 start at Peru. Peru got the win over Lewis Cass, 53-51. And the final game on Saturday of the 7 games scheduled. Western got the win over Logansport, 64-34. We'll mention in the Pioneer Conference on Saturday. As mentioned, it was going to be Bethesda Christian at Tipton. Couldn't happen. 2 other games did happen in the conference. This is the Pioneer Conference. 56-52, Indianapolis Shortridge defeated Greenwood Christian. 82-41, Wapahani got the win over Muncie Burris. We'll mention tonight in the Pioneer Conference on the 11th. 4 games scheduled in the Pioneer Conference tonight. This makeup game right here at Bethesda Christian at Tipton happening. We are at halftime. 7:30 contest, Central Christian at Indianapolis Shortridge. Milligan, Sam, my leg. Thank you. I was told wrong before the game, but thank you. Thank you. I've already talked about you in this broadcast. That was something to address. He's letting me know it's my leg. The relatives of the my legs are listening in Pennsylvania. So we'll get that right second half. I'm rewriting my note here. My Legan. There's 2 of them. My Legan will get that right. It's definitely worthy of saying, and I appreciate her looking out for, I think, her grandsons. Don't quote me, but looking out for her relatives, not a problem. So we'll go ahead and mention in the Pioneer Conference, I think we left off, Central Christian at Indianapolis Shortridge. This is tonight. Greenwood Christian at White, I should say, versus Whiteland. That's in the Johnson County Tournament. That's taking place at Indian Creek. There are six teams in the Johnson County Tournament. 6:30 start time tonight. It was an earlier one. Speedway at Park Tudor. Park Tudor getting to play tonight. Marion County Tournament. There are 16 teams in the Marion County Tournament. They'll be at different sites. We'll make it into Hoosier Conference this week. On Tuesday, there was one game as Western defeating Central Catholic 52-46. That game is archived. You can hear that game at putmeinsports.com. On the 7th day of January, on Friday, it's last Friday, all 7:30 starts, four games, two divisional matchups, two non-conference games. It was Benton Central Bison. They were at Twin Lakes Indians. Twin Lakes got the win 56-50. Central Catholic got the win at McCutcheon. McCutcheon, a 4A school. Central Catholic, a 1A school. 62-61. That was probably 50. And Northwestern travels to Hamilton Heights. The Huskies got the win 45-42. This is from Friday night, the 7th. And the Western Panthers got the win over West Lafayette Red Devil, 61-57. We'll talk about those Indiana Pacers briefly. Just briefly, last night they had an overtime game. They almost didn't need to go to overtime. They lost the lead in overtime. If you didn't know, Lance Stephenson is back playing with the Pacers for the third time. Tell you what, he's a good man to have. He's 31 years old. First game off the bench in one quarter, he ended up with 20. He got 30 in the game. Indiana Pacers, we'll mention they lost last night to the Boston Celtics in overtime, 101-98. Overall, the overall schedule between the two teams, Boston Celtics have 102. Pacers have 181. They're going to play again tomorrow night at Indiana this time, 7 o'clock start. To get ready to inbound the basketball, I believe belongs to the Tipton Blue Devils. Bounce pass to the backcourt, picked up by Grady. Grady Carpenter going to walk across the timeline. Out near the center circle. They'll work at left side on the dribble, being guarded there by number 3, Sam Mylegan. They'll work it back in the paint. 2-point shot, good, in the paint. Left side of the bucket, that's Nate Powell. Ties the ball game, 32-28, a 4-point lead for Tipton. Maybe the largest lead of either team in this ball game thus far. Outside the arc, picked up here by Ferguson. He'll work around the perimeter. Right side again to Mylegan. That's number 0. That's Isaac Mylegan. They'll work it back around. They'll work it outside the arc, back to Mylegan. He'll dribble in. Isaac Mylegan back behind the arc, being guarded there by Nolan Swan. He'll get rid of the pass inside the paint right here, gets it into Ferguson. Ferguson off the glass, got the bucket for 2. Nate Powell trying to draw the charge, couldn't get it done. 32-30, inside the paint. Tipped away, picked back up by Nate Powell. Stay with the possession, looked like it was going to be a steal. Nate Powell comes back up with the basketball. In the front court, working it slowly. Out top, long 3-point shot. On the way in, good. For Nolan Swan, by 2.5 steps behind the arc straight away. 35-30. Blue Devils by 5. On the dribble, to bounce it back out. Work it right side, they go to the corner with it. That's number 11, Luke Stuckey. They'll bring the ball back out to Ferguson. Ferguson straight away will hand off to number 3. That's Sam Mylegan. They'll work it left side. It's Jameson Chapman. They'll kick it back out to the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Right elbow extended. 3-point shot good. 24, that's DeMonte Ferguson. Ferguson shooting an even 30% behind the arc. That's pretty good for a big man, especially. He's 6'4" on the dribble. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be whistled on him. Excuse me, on Tipton. It's going to be an illegal screen is what it is. 33, Sam Ridgway off the ball. I didn't believe it was on Grady Carpenter. It was not. So 2 fouls here in the ballgame on Sam Ridgway. Blue Devils get 1 here in the second half. No fouls thus far for Bethesda. They foul sparingly. The work it back out. Good save here by Ferguson. Keeps the ball alive. They'll reset in the front court. Jameson Chapman will dribble right behind the arc. Picked up there by Nate Powell. They'll go to the corner with it. Long off the rim. Wouldn't go that time. That was Devontae Ferguson. three-point land wouldn't fall through the front court. Blue Devils in the corner to Jackson Money. Around the perimeter, Grady Carpenter. He'll dish off right here. Nolan Swan. Spin move to the right elbow. I should say left elbow. He'll work the baseline. Floater from the baseline. Good. Grady Carpenter for the freshman. Grady Carpenter on the season, averaging just 7.2. But keep your eyes on Grady Carpenter. 37-33. Working out behind the arc. He'll work at right side. I should say left side. Jameson Chapman. In the paint, going to be a bump foul. Nate Powell's going to pick up the foul. A little bit of a bump, but he was pretty close to Nate. Nate was looking for a traveling violation. Didn't happen. They're going to whistle a foul on Nate. He's got two. Two fouls here in the ballgame. That's the second on the Blue Devils here in the second half. 5 minutes left. They're going to inbound the basketball. Ride the bucket in their front court. Brought in by Jameson. He'll bring it in to Ferguson. They'll get it back to number zero. That's Isaac Mylegan. Out top of the basketball. They'll work it right in there. It's going to be Chapman. Chapman going to drive and setting up for the charge. Nolan Swan. Swan sets up successfully. Chapman going to pick up the foul offensive. That's also going to be a turnover in the book. So that's the second foul on Chapman. One foul here in the second half on Bethesda. And Chapman might have both of them. I think they finished the second in the first half with maybe just one foul. Don't quote me. 37-33. Ball's in the front court behind the arc. He'll take it inside to Ridgway to get the ball nearly stolen. Going to reach in there. Ferguson. Sam Ridgway put it down there, made it available. Ferguson at 6'4", reaching in there against Ridgway. Ridgway at 6'8". They tie it up in the ultimate possession area. Goes back to Bethesda. And that is a turnover in the Tipton book. 37-33. 4:24 on the game clock. At top of the basketball, he'll work it in front of the Bethesda bench. Stationary dribble right there on the dribble. Now out top near the center circle. Number three, to Sam Mylegan. They'll work it back out. Jameson Chapman. They'll work it out behind the arc. Tested the hand to Stuckey. Works it right side to Sam Mylegan. They'll work it inside to Ferguson in the paint. Off the glass. 2-point shot good for DeMonte Ferguson. 37-35, Blue Devils by two. 3:50 left. Elbow, left side. He'll take a shot at the right side, actually. Wouldn't go for Grady Carpenter. Rebound. Jackson Money. He'll do the reverse layup in the land of the trees. He'll get the bucket. 39-35. Out top, moving the basketball second. He'll move it right side to Isaac Mylegan. He'll work at the left side inside the arc. He'll kick it back out. That's Ferguson. Back to Mylegan. Out top, he'll dish off to his brother. That's Sam Mylegan. On the dribble, well outside the arc. Being loosely guarded by Grady Carpenter. They'll work it right side behind the arc. Left elbow extended. He'll dribble. That's Stuckey. Stick one dribble, take it back up. Work it right side behind the arc to Ferguson. Ferguson on the dribble, working against Nate Powell. Spin move. Just spin again. He'll go back. Baseline fadeaway wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Grady Carpenter. He'll take it to Nolan Swan. Swan to the front court. To get it to Jackson Money. Out top to Carpenter, he'll dish off to Nolan. Nolan goes right side outside the paint. Off balance shot off the glass and good. Might have been looking for that 3-point play. Didn't happen. No foul necessary. 41-35. 6-point lead. Blue Devils. We're in the third quarter. 2:37 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball. Jameson Chapman. He'll dribble right side. Lost the handle. Going to chase it. Nate Powell going to keep it alive. Picking it up right here. Going the other direction. Is Nolan Swan off the glass. Going to be a timeout called. Bethesda, they're calling a 60-second timeout. It's an 8-point advantage. 2:25 left here in the third is 43-35. And we'll also mention this game is also in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. FritzandFishers.com, they've been there since 1983. Approaching that 40-year plateau. You can visit them online, or you can visit them on site. They have great cars, great trucks, great prices, and great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street Fishers, Indiana, 46038. If you've not been through Fishers, Indiana lately, you might want to check it out. Looks like a little mini metropolis. They're also in location if you're Christian, Noblesville, 2400 West Hill Road. Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. You can support their quality used car inventory. FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Ball brought in from the backcourt. In the front court now on the journal. Bethesda Christian. Number two on the journal. That's Carter Thornton back in the ballgame. He got some good time in the first half. Out top of the basketball, back pedal dribble. Working the dribble there is Sam Hylagan. He'll get off to Ferguson. Ferguson wanting to go towards the hoop right there. He's outside the paint. He picks up a bump foul. Bump foul going to be called on Gibson. Foul's going to be whistled on Ridgeway. He'll pick up number three. He'll take a breather. Coming in the ball game for the Blue Devils, number 23, Aiden Toll. 43-35, 2:06 left. We're in the third quarter. Ball brought in. Bring in number three. That's Sam Mylagan. Moving the ball out top with the basketball back. He'll pick it up. That's Jamison Chapman out top of the basketball on the dribble. Carter Thornton. He'll go to Seki outside the arc straight away out top. They dish the ball out to number three. Point guard, Sam Mylagan. He'll dribble in the paint. They go off the glass. Little friction there, little fadeaway. He'll get the bucket. Credit the bucket. To number three, Sam Mylagan. 1:34, clock moving. Third quarter, 43-37. Blue Devils by six in the front court with the basketball. They'll work it in the free throw line to Jackson Money. They kick it back out left side behind the arc to Aiden Cole. They get it back out to Nolan Swan. He'll dish it inside. To Grady Carpenter, works it into Nate Powell, lost the handle, had to track it down in the corner. But get back into Powell, they're going to paint, they go off the glass. I believe Ferguson going to pick up the foul. Pretty physical down low right there. Foul's whistled on 24, Demonte Ferguson. He's played the majority of this game, if not all of it. He picked up his first foul at the 1:10 mark of the third quarter. That's team foul number two on Bethesda. Three thus far on Gibson, second half. First shot good. Nate Powell, I believe 3 for 3 at the stripe. Thus far, they get a bounce pass from the official. 1:10 left in the third. Second shot up and good. His mom tells me he shoots about 300 foul shots a day. He's working on his shot. 45-37. Out in the backcourt. We're going to work it left side behind the Arctic Stucky. He'll dribble. We're going to get him as Jackson Money. Back to Ferguson. He'll go in the paint. He'll go off the glass. Ferguson got the bucket, and he'll shoot one more. Ferguson, pretty tall young man. Ferguson working right there at 6'4". He looks a bit taller than 6'4". So that foul is going to be whistled on Aiden Toll. He's got two in the ballgame. Team foul number four. 3-point play opportunity. For Demonte Ferguson, he nails it. 3-point play, Demonte Ferguson. Gets the lead to 5. 45-40. Going to be a timeout call. Going to be a 30-second timeout. That's going to be called by Bethesda Christian while the ball was still out of bounds. Blue Devils were trying to inbound it. That was Aiden Cole. And they're going to allow it. They're going to be a timeout right now. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. So what, tonight, about an hour and 15 minutes ago, Governor Holcomb. Governor Holcomb, his state of the state address is starting at 7. That's tonight, 30 to 45 minutes. His topics are economy, education, and COVID. That will be streamed at Fox59.com. It's over now, but I'm quite sure you can re-listen to that at Fox59.com. State of the state address. Governor of Indiana, Mr. Holcomb. Second buzzer sounds. Going to clean the feet right there. Bethesda Christian, pretty much four of the five cleaning their shoes. You clean your shoes, it's real. So a lot of folks doing it, even tipping Blue Devils the sticky pad. 51 seconds left. They're walking across the timeline, going to pass across to Grady. Grady going to go to the corner. Nate Powell back to Nolan, back around the perimeter. Back in the hands of Grady Carpenter, going to be a reach-in foul. Moving that ball around, the ball actually hit the corner hands of Aiden Cole. Could get that set quick enough. Foul's going to be whistled right there. Luke Stuckey, he wears number 11. he picks up his first in the ballgame, a team foul number 3 on Bethesda, as mentioned, Tipton with 4. Long, left elbow extended, 3-point shot good for Nolan Swan. They should score 48-40, 28 seconds left. Third quarter in the front court of the basketball, number 2, Carter Thornton. Stationary dribble, he'll work it left side to Stuckey. Picked up there by Jackson Money. He'll work it back to Thornton. Work it behind the arc. Number 3, Sam Mylegan. Back out top to Stuckey. Left side behind the arc, Jamison Chapman. 8 seconds left. 6 seconds left out behind the arc. Right there, long. NBA 3 would go. Rebound. Right there, collected. Couldn't get the second shot away. That long 3-point shot wouldn't go for Sam Mylegan. The rebound secured by Carter Thornton. That ends the third quarter at the end of 3. Tipton, 48. Bethesda Christian, 40. 8 minutes left. We'll have a fourth quarter coming up here momentarily. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, if you didn't know what AGM stood for, it stands for a good mechanic. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now, AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. If you're interested, give us a call. Call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. And check in out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. They're in Arcadia. Go to State Road 19. Go west off of Howard Avenue. Think that they're right behind the Arcadia ballpark. Just cross the tracks right there, and you're almost right there. 8 minutes left, fourth quarter. See if this takes more than 32 minutes. 48-40. Alternate possession error, going to give it to Tipton. They'll bring it in at half court. The trigger man going to be number 23, Aiden Toll. The pass to the backcourt, check pass to Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter, number 3, going to be picked up by number 3 at half court. That's Sam Mylegan. Working the dribble, they're working the matchup right there, baseline. Picked up the dribble. Back out behind the arc to Nate Powell. Back to Nolan Swan. Good screen from Nate. The dribble baseline. Floater at the baseline. Would go for Nolan Powell. Rebound secured by Bethesda. Carter Thornton. To the front court. Jamison Chapman off the glass. Left side. 2-point bucket good for Chapman. 48-42. Back the other direction. They get it into Jackson Money down the baseline. He takes a shot. He's fouled in the act of shooting. He'll shoot twice. They're going to whistle a foul on number 2, Carter Thornton. Carter Thornton picks up number 1 in the contest. 4 fouls each way. We're in the fourth quarter. Second half right here, 7:27 left. First shot rings out long. Would go for Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to get one more. Jackson Money at the foul stripe. He's shooting 78%. He's 7 for 10. And now he's 8 for 11. Good. He got the 1 point right in the back end of a two-shot foul. 49-42, Blue Devils by 7. Out top of the basketball on the dribble. That's Thornton. He'll work the right side of Mylegan. That's Sam Mylegan on the dribble. Spin movement to the left. Just a right elbow. Back 3-point shot wouldn't go for Ferguson. He'll go back the other direction. Rebound to Aiden Toll. The thing is, he's in the front court. Takes it down low to Nate Powell. Back to Toll. Reaching in there. No foul call. Going to be a steal. A little bit of friction there, no foul call. There's a foul. See what they're going to call. Going hard to the hoop. I'm not quite sure Nolan Swan had his feet set, but they're going to call it offensive. Might have been a shoulder drop right there. Might have been the reason, probably so. So that foul's going to be whistled on. Sam Mylegan, he picked up his first foul. He's played pretty much the whole game. Huh? Picked it up early in the fourth quarter. 49-42. We're going to baseline. Nate Powell turn around off the glass. Baseline drive. I got that spin move. 2 points for Nate Powell. 51-42. A 9-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Fourth quarter, 6:33 left. Working behind the arc. The dribble there. He got the triple threat here. Dribble now. Sam Alekin here. Dishes down low to Ferguson. Ferguson went for the shot. The foul might have occurred on the floor. We'll find out. Not sure if they're going to allow him to go to the stripe. We'll find out. Going to be a push foul. They're going to give him two. Going to give him two shots right there. The foul's with him on Aiden Toll. He picked up number three. Team foul number five. Both teams with five here in the second half. 6:25 left. Ferguson's first shot. Good. Ferguson good on the first. He did get the three-point play a while ago. He's got one more. Connor Hassan going to enter the ball game. Aiden Solder, check out. He's got three. He'll get back in. He's got three. He's got room to play. Playing with four is the delicate way to go. Three shot on the way. Got both of them. That's DeMonte Ferguson. 6:23 on the game clock. Grady Carpenter across the timeline. Goes through the legs. Guard against him. It's Sam Myligan. Outside the arc, Connor Hassan. There's a bounce pass inside. He's open. That's Nate Powell, left-hander, the left side of the glass in the paint. Hassan with a good assist. Going to be a pass. It'll be intercepted by Jackson Money. Might have been deflected. Money is the beneficiary. They'll go back the other direction from the corner. Three-point shot good. Nolan Swan, 56-44. Blue Devils by 12. 5:50 left. We're in the fourth quarter. On the dribble out top, he'll move it right side to Sam Myligan. He's being guarded by Connor Hassan. Good screen for Ferguson. So take it back out top. That's Thornton. Thornton's going to go left side and go off to get the bucket, and he'll go to the stripe. He went left side of the glass. He floated one with the right hand and went straight up and in the bucket. No backboard needed. He got fouled. He'll shoot one more. Three-point play opportunity. Nate Powell going to pick up his third foul in tonight's contest. That's six on Tipton. So common fouls the rest of the way on Tipton. Bethesda going to go to the stripe. A couple bounces right there. McHugh, Carter, Thornton rims off long. Way to go. Rebound secured by Connor Hassan. Gives it to Grady Carpenter across the timeline. We're going to get him. Stand by Reagan. Out top to work at left side behind the arc. Jackson Money, he'll dribble in. They go through the paint. He'll come back out the other side. Takes off to Grady Carpenter. Baseline drive. Shot going to go. 12-footer for Carpenter. Rebound. Tipped around. Hassan got trying to get the bucket. He'd go a little bit hard off the glass. Wouldn't go. Going back the other direction. They're kicking back out. Stan Myligan. 3-point shot. On the way. Rimmed out. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Nate Powell. The pace of this game picking up. 56-46. 10-point leader. Tipped him. They're going to be a foul in the front court. Down the front court, they're going to whistle this one on Bethesda. They pick up their six. The foul whistled on 24, DeMonte Ferguson. He's got two. Both teams with six fouls, so the rest of the way, common fouls going to go to the stripe. The rest of this fourth quarter, just under five left. 4:57 going to take a little bit of time at the foul stripe. First shot good, and Nate Powell. He gets some grab in the court. He's Jackson Money, Grady Carpenter, Connor Hassan. He'll get one more. He gets a bounce pass from the official. 57-46. Second shot on the way. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound Ferguson. They'll dish off to Thornton. Thornton brings it across the timeline. Out top. You back behind the back dribble. Working against Jackson Money. They'll work at left side to Stuckey. Stuckey on the dribble. Out top. They'll go right back. Kick it outside the arc to Thornton. Pretty good dribbling exhibition by Thornton. Going to be a foul on the floor. Going to be the bonus. Clock stopped. Going to be several foul shots shot from here on out. So the foul's whistled on Grady Carpenter. He picks up his second in the ballgame. Team foul number seven on Tipton. Six thus far on Bethesda Christian. At the stripe, number two, Connor Thornton. My note says he's 100% from the stripe. In five games, he is. He nails the first one. He's 5 for 5 in five games. He nails that one. We're going to get a sub. They're going to allow it to happen. The shooter already had the ball. They're not going to allow it to happen. They took the ball back. They're not going to allow him to enter because the shooter had the basketball. Here comes the shot. Second one is good. Pretty good free throw shooter, and that's an understatement for number two, Carter Thornton. Back in the ball game, Thornton going to take a breather. That's why they didn't let him enter. He had one more shot to go. The inbounder, or I should say the sub coming in the ballgame, was going in for Thornton, the shooter. So they'll dribble around. In the front court, Grady Carpenter. They go to the corner. Right side right there to Jackson Money, works around the perimeter, touches the hands of Carpenter, and Nolan Swan, now back out, saving the basketball there in the front court, is Connor Hassong. So the right there, Stuckey, number 11. Number 11, Nolan Swan. They're going to hit each other right here. They're going to the corner. Grady Carpenter rims out short. Wouldn't go. Three-point land. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be the last touch by Bethesda. 4:06 left. Fourth quarter. 57-48. Blue Devils by 9. Going to bring it in. Front court, Jackson Money. The inbound was triggered by Nolan. He'll get the ball back from Jackson. Way out top near the center line. They'll dish it off. Then Kyle, they go to the corner and step in front of the arc. Right there, that's Grady Carpenter. Back to Nate Powell. Back to the corner. Grady takes the shot. Good. Right corner baseline. Three-point shot good for Grady Carpenter. Takes the lead to 12. Ball's in the front court. 3:40 left. On the dribble, Sam Mylegan. Mylegan working out top, working against Connor Hassong. He'll dribble left side. He'll pass it left side. To get it to his brother, that's Isaac Mylegan, out top. To get back to Stuckey, well behind the arc, being picked up by Connor Hassong. Spin move at the right elbow. They kick it back out behind the arc to Sam Mylegan. Mylegan on the dribble to try to work it inside. Shift away and now stolen by Nolan Swan. If they can do the front court, it'll hurt his Jackson Money. Down low, they'll go to Nate Powell. And hurry it up, trying to set up for the charge is Jamison Chapman. He gets the job done. They call a charging foul on Nate Powell. Powell going to pick up, I believe, his third. I'll check that. Fourth in tonight's contest. So Powell with four. Going to have to play delicately from here on out. 3:10 left. Clock rolling. 60-48. Blue Devils by 12 in the front court behind the arc. They're going to call a grabbing violation on Thornton. Thornton out top of the circle. I should say left side. Fine arc. Little quick move to the left and dribble right. They call it travel. Hard to see that foot and the basketball at the same time. I've been told by a pretty good official that that's probably the hardest call to make in a basketball game. That type of travel. They're working back baseline. They're kicking back out. Jackson Money. Jackson Money on the dribble. Picked up right there quickly by Thornton. Thornton and Jackson Money, a good matchup right here in the front court. Working back around Grady Carpenter. Behind the arc, they get to Hassong. They go baseline, kick it back out to Carpenter. He'll dribble in the paint, kick it out. Outside to Jackson Money. He'll dribble inside the arc, get it back to Grady Carpenter. They'll move it back around. Out top, moving the basketball quick. They'll reset the offense. Right there, Connor Hassong with the basketball. Going to be a reach-in foul. Going to be called against Bethesda. So Tipton going to be the go to the foul line. They'll shoot with the clock stopped at 2:20. 2:20 left. It's 60-48. Going through the foul stripe is Connor Hassong. Left-handed shooter. He toes it up. First shot up. Rims around. Wouldn't go. Went high. Missed the rim on the way down. Rebound there for Ferguson. In the front court, going to be a timeout. Going to be a 30-second timeout. Called by Bethesda. Christian, they'll talk it over along with the Blue Devils. 60-48. 2:14 left. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll remind you, this game is also in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. There at the south edge of Noblesville, 1708 South 8th Street. You can call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. Up to 26-foot box trucks available. And a truck with a tonneau, that is helpful. Indiana Express Rentals, hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 11. Penske Trucks right there. You say Penske, you have said a lot. Thank you, Mr. Penske, for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. 60-48. They're working in bounce pass to Ferguson. Turnaround jumper, 14-footer, rims out, would go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Passing it to the front court. Nolan Swan in front of the scores bench in the front court now. Grady Carpenter on the dribble right side. Going to pitch it off to Hassong. Going to be a foul committed. They're going to foul Hassong right there. They're going to put him on the line. That's going to be the eighth foul. It's going to be tied up both ways. They're going to whistle this foul. It's going to be number three. Number three, Sam Mylegan picks up number three. Both teams locked up at eight fouls accumulative in the second half. Left-handed floater would go. Connor Hassong. Rebound secured by Jamison Chapman. He'll work it to Mylegan. That's Sam. Back to Chapman. Chapman in the front court. Gets it to Thornton. Long three-point shot from Ferguson. Rims off. We go. Rebound. Putback. Alley-oop style. That's number 22, Jamison Chapman for two. 60-50. Minute and a half left. Going to be a timeout call. Blue Devils call timeout. Coach Cliff Hawkins going to bail his player out in of a double team right there in front of the scores bench. 1:31 left, 60-50. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. A Sign Production since 1985. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-3765, or by cellular phone or text message, 317-946-2424. Sign Production, located just west of Arcadia. So we knew this would be a good ball game. We knew in the outset that it was going to happen. There's the first buzzer. We're making the Super Bowl. Super Bowl getting ready to come up. It's going to be February 13th. 56th Super Bowl. Say why it's going to happen in Inglewood, California. NBC and CBS, they swap years. It's in Inglewood, NBC. Gracious enough to get the Olympics also. So we'll have both here, and it's going to be in the near future. It's going to be brought in from the scores bench by Kipton, Aiden Cole. Gets it into Nolan Swan. Works it outside the arc, Jackson Money. Jackson Money out straight away. They'll give it to Grady Carpenter, and Sam Mylegan is going to foul him, put him at the stripe. So going through the stripe is going to be number three, Grady Carpenter. Sam Mylegan picks up number four in the contest. Grady Carpenter going through the stripe. Grady Carpenter looking for the first make of the season, and he gets it. 61-50. Bounce pass from the official. He gets one more. One and bonus. He got both of them. 1:22 left. Brought in by Ferguson. To the front court. Thornton. Left side of the square. Outside there working around to get an elbow to Ferguson. He'll pass it back out. He's going to go over and back. Stuckey going to have a foot on the front side when he touched it back to the back side. I do believe the official called over and back. That was a close play. Very close. 1:13 left. 62-50. Brought in by Kiffin, Aiden Cole. To the backcourt, Grady Carpenter. To Nolan Swan. He'll bounce it and he'll pass it. Just pass underneath. He'll find a wide open Nate Powell. Nate Powell acknowledges a good pass from Nolan Swan. 59 seconds. We're under a minute here in the fourth quarter. Turn around and take a three. Score off the rim. That was Sam Mylegan. Would go. Rebound, Nate Powell. They'll take it in the front court. They'll move the ball back around. They're working right there. Nolan fouls to Aiden Cole. Aiden Cole going to be fouled. He'll go to the foul stripe. They're going to whip him the foul on Jamison Chapman. Had the foul in a hurry. Stop the clock. He's going to pick up number three in the contest. So foul number 10 going to be a double bonus for Aiden Cole. He'll throw it up. Right-handed shooter. 44.2 left. First shot up and good. 65-50. 44.2 left. Six on the lane. Free throw shooter. Three in the backcourt. Aiden Cole, second shot. Also good. 44.2. 66-50. Ball brought in. Jamison Chapman. Going to take it across the sideline. He'll pass it right side to Thornton. Behind the arc, he'll drive baseline. that you can do the opposite corner, stand by leg, and short off the mark from three-point land from the right corner baseline. And tip it out of bounds. No foul call. This is going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Bethesda. Going to be brought in right at the bucket. Tipton going to go 84 feet with it. Looking to get the inbound. Looking, he finds Nolan Swan. Picked up right there in a hurry by Stuckey. Two double team in the backcourt. He'll dish off. They'll pass it back to Aiden Cole. Looking to get across the timeline. Double team, and quote Coach Cliff Hawkins going to use that timeout once again to bail out a double team. 22.6. 66-50. Blue Devils in front. So they'll work it right there. And a good ball game in the works. We do thank you for listening. We thank some help with pronunciation from Pennsylvania. That's very kind. That's probably one of the most kindest gestures I've ever experienced in 13 years for that to happen. And I am thankful. Thank you, ma'am, very much. So we're mentioning this ball game. We're going moving right along. We thank you for listening. A Tuesday night for boys basketball. That had to make it fun for the boys, both teams, to go to school today and look forward to tonight's ball game. Throwing it in the front court. Jackson Money on the dribble. Picked up here by Ferguson. And take a dribble up. Cross court pass to Aiden Cole. 12 seconds. Cole with the basketball. He picked up his dribble. They're going to allow him to hold it. He's going to pass to Nolan Swan. 6 seconds. Good hand clap. Good ball game. Class going to buzz out. Good ball game here tonight. Final score, Tipton Blue Devils 66. But thanks to Christian Patriots 50. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. We thank him a lot of things. And we're going to bow out of here. We'll mention the next game on the agenda. Going to be Friday night. Friday night for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils going to work at home game versus Northwestern Tigers. PutneyInSports.com will be here. That'll be a good ball game. We'll mention Northwestern Tigers. Currently 3-6 on the season. Blue Devils take their record at 9-3. But there's the Christian. They'll be in action on Friday night. They will host the Crawfordsville Athenians. And they'll play Friday night. That'll be a 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. And we thank severely. We are very thankful for the Bethesda Christians. I thank John for helping me. That was very kind of him. And we're going to bow out of here. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Hey, we're post-game right now. We're going to talk right now to Jonathan Grubaum. He goes by John. I tell you what, John, what a ball game. You got to admit, both these teams were somewhat nervous.
Yeah, definitely our toughest competition up to this point. We came into this game we came in prepped, we were excited for it, but at the same time, we put in a lot of time. Guys were ready, we put a lot of time in film, in practice, just prepping for these guys, really prepping for, especially Powell, down low on the block, 18 points a game and 12 rebounds. He does an awesome job down there, so I think that, Our guy, Jameson, he did a great job on him down low. We just let some of their shooters free a little bit too much. We got things to work on, but I think we're going to come back strong. Kudos to Tipton. They shot the ball, lights out tonight. Pretty good performance from them. That was awesome. I wish them the best and Coach Hawkins the best this year. They really came to play today. But we're not hanging our heads at all on this loss today. I think we've got a lot of good building blocks to go forward with the rest of the season.
You got to admit, Tipton hasn't played a game since the 29th of December. You played last night. Your legs were probably not exactly what Tipton's legs were.
Yeah. Playing back-to-back. We played on last Friday night as well. So our legs are a little bit not so much under us, being off a little bit. It's a Christmas break for us. We're not where we want to be. We're not where we've been. But I think that going forward, we'll get to back where we need to be. Just need some reps offensively, defensively, tighten up some things. I think we'll be good.
Pretty well, you're doing well in the Pioneer Conference. You're kind of holding your own. You've got the man of that conference. Talk about the sectional. You have the sectional at Bethesda Christian.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll have a sectional over there at Bethesda. We got some tough competition there. Indy Metro, they're always talented. They're always very athletic. Omari Ferguson, obviously, for them, he's huge. a huge transfer for them. He's going to be a really good player. But we'll have to match getting to the rim. He's real good finishing. Obviously 6'10", we got to deal with that. They got some size, some pretty good guards jumping around all over the place, but they're definitely be good. Travis Point. But we're looking forward to just competing with some of these teams going forward when sectional time rolls around here in March.
Sounds good. Hey, I'm DeMonte Ferguson. Can shoot the three ball.
Yeah, DeMonte, I mean, he's great for us. A little under the weather tonight, but he was able to get going in that third quarter here. But we're looking forward to just get him back healthy and back to it. So he's been great for us, both offensively and on the rebounds.
Just a couple more things I got to mention. I got notified at halftime that I was pronouncing Isaac and Sam Malagan. I was saying Malagan. It's Mylagan. But anyway, Mom found out, because Mom got notified by her mom in Pennsylvania, and the word was brought up to me that it was Mylagan.
Oh, yeah. Well,
still Sam and Isaac.
Yeah, Sam and Isaac, yeah. Yes, sir.
Last thing, don't worry about her, but the last thing I want to mention, hey, this Friday night you have the Athenians from Crawfordsville. They'll be in your gym.
Yes, sir. Crawfordsville, good 3A, solid program. Excited to get after them. I think they have maybe 2-3 losses right now, but about 8 or 9 wins. So they're going to be another tough team, tough challenge for us. They got some size in there. They can score the ball a little bit, too. So we got to get back at it tomorrow and just get ready for those guys.
Well, I thank you. You've been a great deal of fun for me. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
I wish you the best. I'll be rooting for you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
That is Coach Jonathan Grubaum. Tell you what, that guy, really nice guy. I had him misconstrued. I thought another gentleman was Mr. Grubaum, but they let me know. And what a kind gentleman, John Grubaum, bringing that team right up, doing a fine job. Now 7-1, Class 1A. They'll have sectional 58 in their gymnasium, and they'll work it from there. And we'll see if we can talk one moment to Coach Cliff Hawkins. Say what a good ball game. Coach Cliff Hawkins, thank you for your time. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you very much for coming down here and talking to us about this game.
No problem. I tell you what, you got the win. I was talking to Coach Grubaum, and I'm pretty sure both teams were somewhat nervous before the tip-off.
Well, I think, you know, for them coming here, this was a big game for them, and they wanted to really, really show that they could play, and we had all we could handle in that first half. And I could tell after 13 days, I thought there were some things that we were a little bit rusty on in our practice, particularly transition defense and transition offense. And I thought after halftime, we made really good adjustments to that part of the game, and really then when we didn't have the break, we really executed some half-court stuff to get the ball inside.
You moved the ball around. I think when it smoked around the perimeter, you found yourself on the empty or open end, Nate Powell being one of them. That's why your team gels so well together.
They do, and we had good moments from so many people tonight, and you saw Maverick Conway come in, and he basically kept us in the ballgame in that second quarter with his two big threes, and he's coming on now. You know, he doesn't have a lot of time in the offseason to work at the game, but he's one of the greatest kids in our school, and we're proud to have him on our team, and you can just see him coming each week just a little bit more, a little bit more. And I thought we took better care of the ball. It was only 2 turnovers, and we hit a lot of free throws tonight. And so right now it appears that our team has shored it up defensively every night, and they had 28 in the first half and only 22 in the second. And we're starting to hit our free throws. Now the next thing is we got to make sure our transition game is always on fire. And then the other thing we have to do is really make sure we execute our half-court offense and defense. And it took us a while to get number 11 calmed down for them. You know, he hit those threes. But once we made the change in our defense and just decided no help and just guard him, no switch, that really got him calmed down. He didn't score the rest of the game.
Becky was lighting up in the first half.
Nice kid. He's a nice player. And I think the Bethesda Christians should think about, you know, they came in here tonight. They came off a game last night. They're a good team. You know, I don't know all the things I need to know about their tournament, but they really, should continue to evolve and grow. They've got a group of winners there.
at Fresno 58. They're going to host it.
Okay, well, that's, hey, we went down south there the other night. Nice gym, nice facilities. They've got good coaching. I think they've got all the things to make a real strong showing, if not win the sectional.
Coach, if you don't mind, we'll talk about Friday. You're going to have the Northwestern Tigers right here in the gym, and that's going to be an East Division matchup.
Yeah, and Northwestern is a team that, you know, you can say they're struggling, but then you look at how hard they play. And if, you know, the other day I watched them play, and the defense that Clinton Prairie played didn't allow Eli to get the ball down inside there for him, the 6'5 kid. But we've got to make sure we keep him off the boards. And then they have a perimeter shooter that we contained pretty well last year, and then he just went off late in the game and ended up with like 26. So we've got to be so locked in defensively. And I think our team, with this experience tonight, we'll walk in sooner in the first half than what we did. It was just, you know, there's not many of us. Like, if we took 13 days off of competition in anything we're in, okay, if you took 13 days off broadcasting, you know how hard it is to broadcast, okay? So 13 days off competition, it's hard to get back up to that speed that you were playing with just before we went on that break. But by the second half, I thought we were, and I think by then we got them calmed down a little bit, and the pace of the game went to our favor.
Coach, I did mention the results of the Monrovia Holiday Classic. I did mention all the results.
Well, we sure enjoyed it. We sure enjoyed the Holiday Classic. We got defeated that day in the second game by a nice Danville team coached by Coach Barber. But I think in the long run, that still makes us better. I just wish we could have played a little sooner so we could see what we got out of that game. But I think tonight, the beauty of this game is I think Bethesda Christian goes home a better team because they played us, and I think we go to practice tomorrow as a better team because we have to really dig deep to come up with this victory.
Okay, well, you got Northwestern. You got Kokomo coming up on the 22nd. Is that Memorial State? Memorial?
Yep. Yeah. And before that, we play Taylor on that Thursday night. And so we got a double game week next week, Thursday and Saturday. And we're looking forward to all of those games coming up. Just really proud of where we are, but these guys are hungry, and they want to come back tomorrow ready to go.
Coach, I thank you very much. You've been very kind to me. I appreciate you.
Well, and thank you for all the work you do. I know a lot of people appreciate hearing you.
Okay. All right, we're back the other way. We're going to bow out of here right now. That was Coach Cliff Hawkins, and we recently just a little bit ago, we talked to Coach John Grubon, and we're going to bow out of here now. We thank you for sticking around. I hope you did, because this will be on the archives. Thanks again. We'll see you Friday night right here at the Inferno. The Blue Devils can host the Northwestern Tigers. Have a good night.